It's World Dairy Expo time, and I'm visiting with Mike Opperman with Charleston Orwig. And Mike, we're really happy to work with you again here at the show this year. Tell us, first of all, I think the agency is doing kind of a unique little project here that involves pedometers.
That's right. We wanted to combine, you know, all of the work that we do here at World Dairy Expo for all of our clients and use that as a way to give back to really the farming world. So, you know, we spend every day here at World Dairy Expo and we walk all over the grounds, and there's many of us that are here. So we came up with the idea that each one of our Charleston Orwig employees that are here is wearing a pedometer, and even some of our clients are as well. And so what we're doing is at the end of the show, we're going to calculate, you know, all of the steps that we've taken across to all the people and clients that are here. And then we're going to donate a penny for each one of those steps to Farmers Feeding the World, which is a program that works with Heifer International to provide resources and opportunities for farmers around the globe to improve their own state so that they can better feed their own communities.
So what do you call this program?
We're calling it Hoofing It at Expo, you know, kind of tying in that that cow theme that's so prevalent here at Expo, and it's just a fun thing for us to do, and we'll probably, you know, whoever walks the most steps will probably get some sort of award, maybe a new pair of tennis shoes or something. So
I know we're only partway through this thing. Only had one full day. Any idea of what a day's worth of steps might be for one of you guys?
Well, you know, it's interesting. I personally didn't put mine on until the end of the day, and I still had about 800 steps. So it's going to be really fun to see kind of how many steps people do take, because, you know, we have clients in the exhibit hall, and we have a suite in the Coliseum, and it's a long ways in between. Some of us even have some cows here, so going between all the barns and stuff is we'll put together a lot of steps.
Well, you're working with, like you said, several clients here. Give us an idea who you're working with.
Well, it's always tricky without a list in my hand because there are so many. We have a total of 8 clients that are here. Certainly, we're happy to have put together or helped put together the New Holland Trade Center and the kind of reemergence of the presence of New Holland here at World Dairy Expo. If you come, you'll see the blue tram that's going back and forth carrying people. We also do a lot of work with Arm & Hammer Animal Nutrition, Novartis Animal Health, APC. We're doing media relations work for APC this year. Dairyland Seed is a client that is here, and there's others as well.
Well, like we can mention SCR Dairy, because I know Dairy. I went on that tour
right.
Earlier.
Yeah, and that's SCR Dairy is really an interesting technology that looks at rumination and monitoring rumination. And yeah, we had a great media tour on Monday that you were a part of, and they have an exceptional presence here at the show.
Well, it seems like things, or sounds like things, are going pretty well with Charleston Orwig.
Yeah, we're blessed to have had a really good year. I know we talk annually at World Dairy Expo. It seems like a kind of a rite of fall for us to get together. But we're very blessed to have had to be able to work with great clients and really focus on those clients up and down the food chain, from the clients that sell product to producers that are putting the seed in the field or feeding the cows, all the way up to companies that take that product and sell it to consumers. So, you know, we're all passionate about agriculture, and it's fun to be working in this industry.
Well, it's been great to see so many of my Charleston Orwig friends here, including Lyle, who was out here yesterday. I don't know if he's still out on the grounds today, but
nope, he's working.
Yeah, I was going to say, he's probably working. So
yeah, that's right.
Thanks, Mike Opperman, and we've been visiting out here on the trade show a lot at the New Holland exhibit. I'm Chuck Zimmerman reporting.